It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group. Member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
We welcome you to Baldwin City, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball this evening here on CAMP Radio. In the heart of America Athletic Conference, as the Benedict and Ravens are being hosted by Baker University. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph back in the CAMP Radio Sports Studio. He's there all the time. He's our producer engineer. Gets it all taken care of. Joseph handling that business there. Tom Couch is here courtside, and we are in the Collins Center here on the campus of Baker University as the Benedict and Lady Ravens, the first of our two games. The guys game about 7 o'clock, the anticipated tip-off. The Benedict and Ladies looking to bounce back. Heartbreaking loss up in Lamoni, Iowa to Graceland last Saturday afternoon. And BC would like to see that eliminated from their short-term memory and maybe take it out a little bit on Baker. Baker, Saturday, well, they had a little bit of trouble of their own as they were here at home and lost to Grandview 80-53. So, BC coming into the game today at 12-5, 5-3 in the conference. Baker is 6-10. They are 2-5 in the hearts. Teams exiting the floor, about ready to get underway there. And with that said, we're going to take a quick breather. We'll be back and bring you starting lineups, a little more insight into the contest, and then the tip-off for the first of our doubleheader tonight, Benedict and Ladies Basketball. All of that when we return to Baldwin City, Kansas, right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Local radio continues to stand out among all audio platforms. Why? Because local radio broadcasters are one of you. Members of the community who see, care about, and understand what's going on in our hometowns. Local radio supports businesses and schools while also providing breaking news and weather, plus local events coverage and entertainment. Staying connected to our communities is at the heart of what we do. Trusted, accessible, free. Kansas broadcasters remain focused on you.
Public address announcer beginning to introduce the starters for these two teams to the relatively sparse crowd on hand, but it's early, and I'm sure the numbers of folks in the stands will increase. Allow me, if I may, to share the starters with you. First of all, for Baker, Lady Wildcats, that are fourth season head coach Justin Reed. They're going to be starting a couple of juniors, a senior, a freshman, and a sophomore. It will be Macy Frost, 5'7" junior from right here in Baldwin City, Kansas. Out of Michigan City, Indiana, a 5'3" junior, Emery Joseph. Coming out of Corinth, Texas, 6'1" senior, Ashley Griffin. I have a freshman, 6-foot-tall, from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Sophia Barrett, and Emma Cunningham, a 6-foot sophomore out of Andover, Kansas. So Baker is a team that brings great size to the floor, but 6'1", 6-foot, 6-foot across that front line. Sophia Barrett, by the way, for Baker is the team's leading scorer. And, in fact, the only player on the team who averages double-digit scoring, she averages 10.3 a game. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and head coach Chad Folsom in his 20th season at BC, Benedictine is going to be starting at the point Kennedy Nicholson, the 5'6 freshman out of Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas. Getting a start tonight is going to be Twyla Karaskio. Twyla is a 5'10" junior forward from Verona, Missouri. You're going to find Aaliyah Raines from Meriden, Kansas, a Jeff West grad, a 5'8 junior. Skylar Washington at 5'10 is a senior from Gardner Edgerton High School in Gardner, Kansas. And out of Maple Plain, Minnesota, the 6'2" center post, Natalie Samarin. Benedictine is in its traveling uniforms again tonight. BC in the middle of a 3-game road swing. We will be with them in Des Moines on Saturday afternoon as Benedictine will be at Grandview. So BC in black with red and white. And Baker, with really no team color at all, as Gus is always happy to tell you, they are in a, I'm going to call this a dove gray, a very, very light gray with orange numerals and navy blue trim. The numbers, the orange on white gray, difficult to read. We're going to do our very best. The tip of the way, Baker comes down with it. The shot from the top is an air ball that hits the bottom of the net as it flies beneath the goal. It goes out of bounds, and Benedictine will be putting it in play. We're just moments into the ball game. Full court pressure is going to be applied by Baker. Kennedy Nicholson brings it up, gets it over to Raines, and long cross court it comes to Kennedy. Back over to the right side. Skyler comes off on top, playing up at the high post. Samarin. Natalie starts to drive inside. Puts it on the floor one time, kicks it way back out on top. Two Ravens confused because the pass went between them, a terrible pass, and Benedictine turns it over as both those players kind of look at the ball. Nobody grabs the ball, and it caroms out of play into the far side. Half a minute into the ball game. It is scoreless yet. Here comes Baker back up floor with it, working around to the right side. It's going to be Sophia Barrett. She'll pull it up down to the baseline, bring it out top of the key, and work around the outside. Benedictine in the player defense, but if you were to take a quick glance, a snapshot of it, you'd say it was clearly a 2-3 zone, and that is strictly a reflection of how this offense not moving around very much. Here's a shot from in the lane. It's way too hard. Rebound to go down is going to be Rain. Aaliyah into the floor, court to the left end, dribble, kicks it off on top to Twyla. She will start to drive into the lane, one-hand push pass. Looking in, nothing back on the top. Here's Skyler, the three, no. And rebound, saved by Karaskio. He'll skip it out on top, and Benedictine will reset the offense. 8:40 to go in the scoreless opening quarter here in Baldwin City. Benedictine with it up on top. Reigns will drive to the left side, gets inside her defender, shoots it off the window and misses, and the offensive board is put up and missed at point-blank range by Samarin. But BC is going to be able to come down with a rebound. Nicholson has it on the right side. Lady Ravens getting a ton of chances at it. Left side, Skylar thought about the three, then elected not to do that. Brings it back out on top. Shot clock is down all the way to 7. Nicholson feeds underneath all alone. Twyla, it's up and in, plus one. Twyla had cut to the baseline. Kennedy Nicholson saw her down there, hit her with a great entry pass. The foul is going to be on Emma Cunningham. It'll be her first team foul, one for either club, and an opportunity to begin the game with a conventional three-point play for Twyla. She'll take her time, eye it up, put the shot up and in. Carrasquillo getting a start tonight as Benedictine goes up 3-0. Because Tommy Brzezowski getting banged up near the end of the game up at Graceland on Saturday. Good news is she is supposed to be back with us on this Saturday. Now on the other end of the floor, the in-through pass. The shot is up and a foul on Samarin. So count the bucket for Ashley Griffin. And Griffin's going to come to the free throw line. Ashley Griffin is a 38.7% free throw shooter on the season. Long look to the lefty. Puts it up and misses it. Rebound Benedictine. Lady Ravens clinging down to a one-point lead. 2 minutes into the contest. Into the forecourt with it. It's going to be Kennedy Nicholson. Bounces it over to the right side. To Skyler. Back out on top. Rain. Got over it again on the right. Holding with the left foot. Now drives along the baseline. Tries to kick it across beneath the goal. It's going to be slapped out of bounds. Coming back in again to BC. Looking out on the floor, if you were here, you'd say Skyler Washington has grown about 3-4 inches. It's because she's got her hair piled up straight up on top tonight. And so she's got that look going on this evening. Makes her look taller. 7.5 to go in the half. Shot clock at 5. Skyler feeds in the middle. 1 second. The shot is off of the buzzer. It's off the rim once, twice. Won't go. Rebound to Marin. Gets her shot blocked. And a rebound cleared back down by Baker. Here come the Lady Wildcats at 7:23 to play in the first. They trail Benedictine by one. The pass to the top. The entry pass inside and way inside. Samarin, the easy layup underneath. And Ashley Griffin has all of her team's points. And Coach getting ready to take Samarin out of the game. He's going to the bench at Canada. Miss Giraca reports to the scorer's table. It is now 4-3. Lady Raymond's down a point. As we're at 7 minutes to go in the first. The drive down to the baseline by Rain. She'll lean in, goes up with a shot that's going to be tapped away and out of bounds. Benedictine basketball. Samarin out of the lineup and back and in. I say back in, but in for the first time tonight is going to be Kyla Miskiraka, the 6'3" sophomore out of Mustang, Oklahoma. BC will bring it out on top. This pounce pass into the middle is going to be kicked out of bounds by Baker. BC's going to have it back in play. Lady Wildcats have yet to make a substitution. Cunningham, Barrett, Joseph, Frost, Griffin out of the floor right now. And now we're taking some time because the ball has gotten away and nobody chased it. And now it's rolled all the way to the south end and kicks down the hallway toward the weight room and the football offices. And now it's just now getting back with the basketball. 7 seconds on the shot clock because Benedict going to be putting it in at their offensive baseline. Looking to bring it in. Looking. Nicholson finally lobs it out on top. Skyler starts left, comes right. Feeds in the middle. Kyra from 15. Boom. How about that? Kyra. Miss Giraca puts Benedictine back in front at 5-4. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Baker's able to break the Benedictine press. Bumps it off on top to Emery Joseph. The feet, top of the key, starting to the right side is going to be Macy Frost. Dumps it back out on top. Benedictine, player defense, doing a great job. They'll skip it again into the middle. It's going to be knocked free and stolen by Rain. Aaliyah just reached in, anticipated that pass, did a great job of intercepting it, driving it down the right side. Skyler shot is up and missing. Rebound, Baker. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine leading it by a single point right now. Lady Ravens shooting poorly. They are 2-9 from the floor. And 0-1, 3-point shooting. And now we have a huge collision beneath the goal. And let's see against whom the foul is going to be called. It's going to be on Skyler. No, it's going to be on Kyra. So Kyra will have her first foul tonight. It'll be Benedictine team foul 1 of the evening. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. Baker with the basketball, trailing Benedictine's ladies by 1. 5-4 here in the early going. Inbound it comes, deep in the left corner. Skip pass is going to come back in again to the inbound player. The feed into the lane. The underhand shot is just horrible. And rebounded by Benedictine. Tyra coming down with the basketball and flying up the court with it is going to be Kennedy. She'll race it down the left side, dump it off on top to Skyler. Goes all the way to the top of the key. A step and a half above the three-point range. The shot is up off the rim. No. Rebound on the floor. It'll be picked up by Chastity Weathers. Weather has come into the ballgame for Baker. She is a 5'5 senior from Arkansas City, Kansas. The shot is up. No. Rebound out of bounds to Benedictine. Maddie Ravens will make a duo of substitutions. Checking into the lineup for Coach Folsom, you're going to find 6'1 freshman Jennifer Jacobs making an early appearance tonight. Jennifer out of KMC in Wichita. And also coming in out of MHMA, it's going to be the 5'7 senior Heather Ronnebaum out of Atchison. Heather will have it on the right side. Kyra will take it up at the top of the key. Benedictine still leading it by one. Kyra's pass down to the baseline is not going to be caught, but that's because the intended recipient got shoved in the back, and we're going to have a foul on Baker's Sophia Barrett. It'll be Barrett, team foul, personal foul one, and team foul two for Baker. Shot clock is reset to 20, and for Benedictine, it'll be Kennedy Nicholson to do the inbound. She'll kick it over to the right side. Jacobs back to Kennedy. Looking in the middle for J.J. 5 minutes to go. Pass is going to go to Jacobs in the corner. She loses the handle on it. The ball is going to be rolling around. It's on the floor. Benedictine's going to save it. The feed over to the left side. Run a bot. Starts in. Kicks it back. Here's range. The 15-footer, no. Rebound, Jacobs. Has it knocked out of her hand and got fouled in the process. Jacobs came down with a rebound right in the middle of the lane. And as she was turning to kick it out on top, recent addition to the Baker lineup is going to be Leah Van Welden, a 5'9 junior from Marion, Iowa. She'll have her first foul. The feed underneath for Kyra. She's got it left side of the lane, and we will have a 3-second violation on Miss Kiraka. 4.5 to go, and it's been an action field, albeit low scoring opening quarter. Benedictine still leading it 5-4. Again, we're 4.5 to go, opening quarter. So we are on basically a 10-point pace per quarter, 40 points to win the game tonight at this rate. Here's a drive over to the right side, the dish into the corner, the rainbow for three. No, rebound's got to be slapped out of bounds. And I've seen this happen so many times. I'm sure there is a philosophy, and I'm sure some of the posts are coached to do this. But as a rebound, particularly an offensive rebound, comes down and you see that you're not maybe going to get it, they just punch the ball or slap the ball, as it was the case right there, and knock it out of bounds down at the baseline. And Benedictine will be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. 4:15 to play in the first. Ravens into the forecourt. Right side is going to be Ronnebaum. She's over in front of the Wildcat bench. Drives the top of the key. Accelerates to the left side. Goes in. Goes up. Up the window. No. Rebound tipped around. It'll be saved by Baker. Now knocked away by Benedictine and picked back up again. Lady Wildcats. Inside 4 to go in the first. Over to the left side with the basketball is going to be Emery Joseph. Joseph dishes it off on top. And we got whistles all over the place. Baker turns it over and Benedictine will have it back in. Another substitution coming in for Baker now. And I got to tell you, I've been waiting for this one. Amina is what we're going to call her. She's out of Bosnia, 6'3" junior. Hanta Husjanovic, to be exact. Amina Hanta Husjanovic in the game now for the Lady Wildcats. Again, she is out of Regis University, where she transferred here to Baker, and she's hometown is Mostar Bosnia. Benedictine coming up the court, and we're going to get an offensive foul off the ball, and it is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs' first foul. Benedictine team foul three. Shooting percentages continue to plummet. Benedictine is now 2 of 12. Baker is 2 of 7. So 16-28% respectively. Lady Wildcats down court with the basketball. 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Benedictine up one. The pass comes up top of the key. Wildcats will work it over to the left side, dish it over under the edge. Here's a three-point shot. It is high and arcing and way off the mark. And coming up with the rebound, Kennedy Nicholson. Remember, Kennedy's only 5'6", and she clears that down. Here's Ronnebaum, drives left, stops on the left side of the lane, kicks it back. Kyra from 14, no. Rebound, Baker. Benedictine quickly retreats on defense. 2:50 to play in the opening quarter. These two teams are going to have to find a little offense somewhere here tonight. We're going to see Samarin sent to check back in. She's come to the scorer's table. Now the ball is in the lane, and I think Kyra just picks up her second foul. Reaching in, Kyra Misuraca, foul number two, and she wasn't coming out before. I suspect clearly that she's going to be coming out of the game now. Also, Skylar Washington coming back in and into the game for Benedictine for the first time this afternoon, and now into the evening is going to be Anna San Juan. Anna San Juan for Benedictine is a 5'7 senior from Spain. Free throws coming up here for the Wildcats. The first one to tie, and it is good. The free throw by Sophia Barrett ties the game at 5. The second one gives Baker the lead at 6-5. 2:36 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine up the floor. Into the forecourt, the outlet pass into the hands of Natalie. She has it above the key. Kicks it out on top. Jacobs back over to the left side. San Juan tries to feed underneath. Samarin goes up to get the ball and falls over, stumbles, and turns it over. Benedictine gives it back to Baker. 2:17 to go in the first. Benedictine is now at 2 of 13 shooting, and I see 15.4%. Wildcats walk it up the floor. Into the forecourt with it is Joseph. Now feed down to the baseline. It's going to be out of bounds and off the Wildcats. Benedictine has it back in. For BC, out of the game. Jennifer Jacobs back in. For Benedictine, it's going to be Twyla. We go inside 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. San Juan with the ball. Gets it again into the forecourt on the outlet pass to Samarin. San Juan holds it up, goes Samarin, high post. Back out on top, Twyla, run a bomb, feeds Samarin on the 4-1, head fake, shoots and scores! Natalie will have her first points of the ballgame, and Benedictine back in front by one at 7-6. We're down to a minute and a half to play, opening quarter here in Baldwin City, Kansas. Amina has the ball, shot up, no, rebound, Twyla. San Juan up court with it. Shoulder high dribble, kind of palms it over. I thought she was going to be called for turning it over. It did not. Back to Twyla. Looking. Kicks it to Samarin. San Juan, it's alone. It's a three, too strong. Rebounded underneath Twyla. Follows it. Hits the side of the backboard. And a rebound is loose on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds and will be Baker basketball. Baker's going to bring Barrett back in. They're going to take Emery Joseph out of the game. So for Benedictine, Ronabom, Carrasquillo, San Juan, Samarin, and Washington on the floor right now as we go inside a minute to play in the first. Baker drives right side, slipping and stumbling and falling, and is there going to be a foul called here? Leaning into the Raven defender, Skylar Washington. Skylar gets called for a foul, and Baker will come to the free throw line. 56 seconds to go in the opening quarter. First shot rolls out. No good. One more free throw coming up here for the Lady Wildcats. It is up, and it's going to be in. So the second one is good. And Sophia Barrett has 3 points, all of them at the free throw line where she is 3 of 4, and we are tied at 7. Now Benedictine nearly turns it over, and they will. They're going to call over and back. Coach Folsom is livid. He says that it was not an over and back, but then it was slapped away and knocked back into the backcourt. The official having none of it, and Baker has the ball back in. 42 seconds to go in the opening quarter, even at 7. Not sure these teams are going to have 10 points in each quarter. Certainly not at this rate. Sophia Barrett, top side. Little right-hand dribble, working against Skyler. Goes on the give and go. Van Wielden has it in front of Ronovan. Back over to the right side. They'll feed above the block. Starting right, turning left. Shot is up. No rebound. Tipped out. Going to be saved by Baker. Broncats will bring it back off on top. The drive over to the right side. Nothing. Shot clock at 6. Shot clock at 5. A desperation 3 is up and missing. But the offensive rebound is put back in. The push back in by Van Wielden. Baker's up by 2. Benedictine up to 4, 5 seconds. 4 left in the quarter, 3. Driving in is Skyler from 15. No, and that's the end of the first. We got a timeout of the court. One quarter of the ladies' game is in the book here in Baldwin City. It's the Baker Lady Wildcats 9, Benedictine 7.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, Scrambler breakfast burritos, Spicy Chorizo breakfast burritos, Potato Ole Scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good to have you back with us here in Baldwin City. Teams huddle up around their respective coaches after the end of the opening quarter, and you look out at the statistics from the first quarter and the offenses. Well, there just aren't offenses. Baker, 3 of 11 shooting the ball, 0 for 3 from the outside. They're in the game because they're 3 of 5 at the free throw line, 60% for Benedictine. How about this? They're 3 of 17. Shooting the basketball. That is a 17% clip. They're 0 for from outside, so they are hitting 0 from three-point range, and they did hit their only free throw of the game. Twyla hits that. Twyla leads the team in scoring with 3. Samarin and Miss Buraka each with 2. So, obviously, Benedictine getting nothing from the outside. For Baker, 4 points for Ashley Griffin, 3 for Barrett. She hits 3 of 4 free throws, and 2 for Van Wielden on that putback shot moments ago. Incredibly low scoring to start things. Benedictine will have it in play to begin the second quarter, and we are back in action. BC will feed it to the free throw line. Twyla in the lane, looking to get rid of it now. Dumps it out on top in 3 seconds again. Twyla was about a step in from the middle of the free throw line in the lane. A defender got on each side of her, and she just could not get the ball to anyone. Nobody opened up, and Baker has it in play in the backcourt. Now, Benedictine's going to press a little bit all the way up the floor, and Heather Runabaugh flying up court just didn't quite hit the brakes hard enough and runs over a Baker player, and it will be Heather picking up her first foul today. Runabaugh is going to check out court Benedictine, and coming into the Lady Raven lineup for the first time tonight is going to be number 25, Riley Wade, the 5'9 sophomore out of Olathe, Kansas. It is a 9-7 Lady Wildcat lead. They have the advantage. They have the basketball with 9:20 to go in the half. Here's a runner up and missing, and the rebound fought for, pulled down by Benedictine. San Juan up court, right side Skyler, backs into the lane, falling away, shot up, no. Offensive rebound underneath Twilight. And BC will bring it back out topside. Right now, I just have the feeling that Coach Folsom has put some interesting combinations of young athletes out of the floor. And right now, he's just looking for ones that are going to do it. Now, a bounce pass intended for Samarin was either away from her or she didn't break to it. Nobody touched it. Goes right into the hands of a Baker player. Baker back up the court. Here's a 3 that is online and perfect. Lady Wildcats knocking it down from deep for the left corner. And that will belong to Caitlin Cole. Caitlin coming into the game, a freshman from Richland, Missouri. Benedictine in a little trouble now. They trail 12-7. And Baker is on a 6-0 run. Here's the feed in the middle of the shot. It's going to be up and good. Lady Ravens first point of the second quarter. It's 12-9. To play in the first half. BC continues to press on the upcourt play, and Baker, 10 seconds. I thought there was no whistle, and that she had gotten across the timeline and hit a bit of a late call. And Benedictine is going to have it back yet. That bucket a moment ago the way by Natalie Samir, an assist by San Juan. 12-9, Baker in front. BC's going to go back to the bench, and we might just reset the Lady Raven 5 out there right quick. BC comes out on top. It is going to be Nicholson, Karis Keogh, Samir, and Wade Washington. Here's Wade to the basketball, 11 on the shot clock. To Twyla, back on the left side. Skyler shot blocked from behind and knocked out of bounds. Slapped away by Sophia Barrett. BC will have it into their offensive baseline from beneath the goal with 6 on the shot clock. As she commits that block, Barrett will come out of the ballgame, and Emery Joseph is back in. And Benedictine is going to go to the bench, and returning to the floor will be Aaliyah Raines. Skyler Washington comes out. So, again, a little different look for Coach Folsom. The ball comes into Samir. She goes up, has it blocked away. It's out of bounds. Up, Natalie. Benedictine again gives it back to Baker. Lady Ravens in Lamoni Saturday and again here today having a real hard time scoring from the 4-5. It is a 12-9 Baker lead. 7.5 to go in the half. Again, Benedictine pressing on the upcourt. Baker gets it across the timeline. It's going to be stolen. Here comes Twyla. She's 1-on-3. Back over to the left side. Nicholson steps inside, goes from 13, missed it badly, way too hard. But a nice rebound, pulled back down by Benedict, and then they will reset the offense. Raines goes underneath Twyla, feeds in the middle, on the floor one time, falling away, the shot. Natalie for two. So Samarin hits a bucket. The Ravens are back within one, and Baker is taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph, with 7:12 to go in the half. It's the Baker Lady Wildcats 12, the Benedictine 11.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Baker putting the ball in play from the backcourt. Ravens continue to press on the upcourt play. Wildcats are going to get across the timeline this time. Going over to the right side with it is going to be Caitlin Cole. Brings it up on top, and we're going to have a Raven foul. Perhaps that rain? Let's see. It is going to be on Riley Wade. First foul of the ballgame for Wade. Benedictine, team foul two here in the second quarter. Baker has yet to commit a second quarter foul as we are inside 7 minutes to play in the half. 12-11 Baker. The feed over to the left edge. Emma Cunningham has the ball there. Cunningham, no points, one foul. Back up top side. Looking in, no room. Back out on top, Baker. Shot clock at 3, 2, 1. They're not getting a shot off. There we go. Raven defense outstanding. Forcing another. And I believe by another, that is the second shot clock violation of the evening by Baker. Here comes BC and Kennedy Nicholson up the floor. Nicholson as the point guard for Benedictine. Not really called on to score a lot. It certainly has not been. Here's an entry pass. Head fake shot up. Way too strong by Samarin. It bounces out near the free throw line. Baker back up court with it. Down the left side with the basketball is going to be Joseph. Top side is going to go to Cunningham. Around to the right side. We've got whistles all over the place. And they're pointing a foul against Baker. Whistle's going to be on Ashley Griffin. So Griffin will have her first foul of the game. It'll be Baker's first foul of the second quarter with 6:11 to go in the half. And Benedictine takes Samarin back out of the game. Coach walks with her all the way down to the end of the bench having a conversation. And Kyra, Miss Giraca, back in for BC. Ravens around the right side. Here's Twyla to Leah. And she throws the ball out on top. And I don't know if Riley zigzagged, did something. That ball was nowhere reachable for her. I think she was supposed to stay on top, and it instead broke into the right side. And Benedictine with an unforced turnover inside 6 minutes to go in the half. Inbound pass is going to skip into the backcourt. And here comes Baker over to the left side. Stepping in is Griffin. Shot up. No. Rebound pulled down by Kyra. Her outlet pass hits Griffin in the shoulder. She's like, what was that? And now the Ravens all the way to the baseline and accelerating down the baseline. And then unable to stop in time, Aaliyah Range. She'll turn it with the travel. Coach Folsom looking to have a convo with his team is going to take a timeout. Let's do it. We've got 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the opening half of the ladies' game here in Baldwin City. It's the Baker Lady Wildcats 12, Benedictine 11.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, you thought at the end of the opening quarter that it was remarkably low scoring and that the game could not stay that low scoring. Well, as the second quarter is approaching its midpoint, it is even yet lower scoring. It is a 12-11 game with 5.5 minutes to go in the half. Back to the left side at baseline three, but it's waved off as we have a foul on Benedict and Kennedy Nicholson. For the Lady Ravens, as Kennedy picks up her first foul, Lady Ravens have three team fouls now, and BC back on defense. The Lady Raven defense has been really superb. Just looking to find a way to get points. Back out topside with it is going to be Joseph. Out on top, skip to the left, thinking about three, Cunningham does it, bounces in the middle, it's going to be knocked away, and stolen. Twyla coming up with a Benedict and two on three. Twyla's got to hold up and wait for some help. Goes back over the left side to Wade. Riley drives left, kicks it back. Kyra from 17, way too strong. Doesn't draw iron. Goes completely beyond the rim. Hits the backboard and picked up off the floor by Baker. 4:50 to go in the half. Still 12-11. Coach Moody's on his way down. The BC guys probably will be here shortly if they're not here already. He may want to check these goals and see if somebody's kind of closed them up a little bit or if there's some kind of lid or covering on it because these teams cannot get points made. Shot by Baker missing. BC back up the floor. 4:20 to go in the half. Lady Ravens with the ball. Still trailing it by one. Out on top. Reigns. Goes into the lane. Dishes it over to the right. Kyra had no idea that pass was coming. And you can see that she's a little frustrated with the fact that she didn't see it. She was going to be wide open for an easy layup, and instead it's out of bounds. And back it comes to Baker. Twyla, Kyra, Riley. All out of the game for Benedictine. BC's going to have Jennifer Jacobs and Kennedy Nicholson out there. They've got Aaliyah Raines, also Skylar Washington, and Natalie Samara. Those are now the Benedictine five. 4 minutes to go in the half. And it's still 12-11. And Baker, it seems as though they're now going to slow it up. They're backing it away and working the ball around the outside. Way above the three-point arc. Shot clock at 7. Shot clock at 5. The feed to the free throw line. It's going to be batted away. And it's rolling out toward midcourt. It's going to go out of bounds. And which way they say it goes? Officials are having a conversation. Here's what's happening. It's out of bounds. I think it's off Benedictine. And I think Baker's going to have it in play at midcourt. And they're talking about the time. I suspect they're going to put 1 second on the shot clock. I do believe the ball was touched last probably by Benedict in a really nice defensive play by Kennedy Nicholson to reach in and just kind of swat the ball away like swatting a mosquito. Knocked it away. The ball rolled back toward the scorer's table and went out of bounds right at the midcourt line. And it was after that the shot clock had gone off, but only briefly after that. So I'm suspecting a second or two. Now the officials, having conferred, are going to go to the scorer's table. And the bane of all basketball, they go to the video. 3:48 to go in the first half of the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one here on Karen. Anticipated 7:30 tip-off for the men. Tomorrow night on Care Radio, we're going to have Sports Look right after 5 o'clock news, 5:15, 5:20, whenever Brian and the gang all get you caught up with speed on the sports or in news and weather around the area. We'll have Sports Look. And then Friday night, stay with us. We will keep you abreast of what I believe is a change in motion right now for our Friday night lineup. High school basketball, yeah, I think we're pretty confident there's going to be that. The question is, we're not, I think, quite certain against whom or with whom we're going to be enjoying games Friday night, but that will be cleared up and we will keep you posted. Then on Saturday, these Ravens are going to be back in Iowa. Iowa last Saturday, Iowa this Saturday. This time, another hour further into the state as we'll go to Des Moines. Benedictine at Grandview. So all that said, a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Tonight, you've got Missouri Valley at Evangel. Central Methodist has traveled to Mid-America tonight. It'll be Penn and Clark, Grayson, Mount Mercy, Peru State, Culver Stockton. And we've got one final. Okay, are you ready for this? Grandview has defeated Park tonight 2-0 as Park was forced to forfeit their game. Been a lot of that. So those are the games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this evening. Boy, they are taking it. See, and this is the problem with the video replay. For 1 second, and frankly, it wouldn't matter. I mean, you could say put up 5 seconds, put up 2, 3, 4. I just don't see it often enough making any difference and having any impact. And yet, a lot of time is being wasted here. Teams that may or may not have had momentum have lost all that. Players who may have been warmed up and at their athletic peak out on the floor have now cooled down, and all of that has been lost and wasted. And what are they going to do? They're going to do what we anticipated the whole time, put 1 second on the clock. Oh, my. All right. That's that all said and done. Here we go. It is Baker bringing it in at the midcourt stripe. They will lob it to the left. A quick shot is thrown up. It's way off the mark, and the rebound is going to be fought for, lost out of bounds, and Benedictine gets it back. As simple as that. 3:41 to go in the first half. Somebody said this once, I think, much ado about nothing. I don't believe that that's an original for me, so I will give that to its original author. 3.5 to go. Sister Scholastic, so proud of me. Much ado about nothing. One of the great instructors at Benedictine. Here's a baseline three. Won't go in. Rebound on the floor, and as it is pulled down by Baker, I thought it was going to be a fall and a travel, but the official down there at the baseline is going to call a foul, and it's going to be the second of the game by Skylar Washington. So we're down to 3 minutes and 18 seconds to go in an opening half that has seen somewhere between little and no offense. We are 12-11. This is not like a junior high game. This is women's college basketball, 12-11 with 3 minutes to go in the half. These two teams are shooting numbers like 19%, 22 or 3%. The ball, top of the key. No room in the middle. And now we've got a 3-second violation as they were standing and holding the ball up topside. And the center, Amina Hadzurahujanovic, kind of got dazed a little bit. It was just standing in the lane. Benedictine will come back up the floor with it. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the half. The feed in off the right block. DeMarin tries to pass across, and the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. It's off Benedictine. So as Natalie got the ball off the right block, she saw a teammate cutting in from the left. She tried to throw the ball there, and apparently it was knocked out of bounds by Benedictine. Now the official from midcourt runs to the baseline and talks to that official, and they reevaluate, and they're going to say Benedictine ball. They are. And so the Lady Ravens are going to get it back in. The crew has struggled as much as the offense has so far tonight. 20 on the shot clock for BC with 2 minutes and 40 to go in the half. Comes out on top, Wade. Into the lane, looking, goes back to the right side. San Juan, scoop pass, back it in, Samarin, nice move, shot, catches the front lip of the rim and pulls in, and Natalie Samarin leads all scorers. 6 in the quarter, has 8 in the game, and Benedictine with the lead for the first time in a long time. 13-12 Lady Ravens, 2:15 to go in the half. Baker down court, here's a 17-footer, knocks it in! Maybe the offense has found the range. That belongs to Sophia Barrett. It is her 5th point of the game. Her first 3 were free throws, and Lady Ravens back down by 1. 2:01 to go before halftime. Samarin at the free throw line. Hands it over to Wade. She'll drive and shoot and not get it. And we'll have a whistle. And I think a Baker foul. Official comes over to the scorer's table and lets us know that it is Amina with her first foul tonight. For Baker, it'll be team foul 2 at the second quarter. And Benedictine coming to the free throw line. Stepping up there is going to be Riley Wade. Riley looks for her first point tonight. First free throw, it's up and in. And Riley Wade out of Olathe Northwest High School has her first point tonight. One more look. Up. Gets them both. And Benedictine back in front at 15-14. 1:50 to go in the half. Lady Ravens continue to press all the way up the floor. Back into the game. Another run of off for Benedictine. Driving to the right side. The leaner in the lane. The shot's too strong. Rebound Ravens. And then Samarin loses it, and it's going to be out of bounds, but I was lucky for Benedictine. Baker player reached out, who had no shot really to pull it back in. Reached out, got a hand on the ball, and BC will be back up the floor. 1.5 to go in the half. If you're listening back in the Atchison area, glad to have you along with us. I know one of our most faithful listeners, Coach Yost, is listening. Coach, it's always good to have you tuned in and along. And now we're going to get an offensive foul on Natalie. So her first foul. And Benedictine team foul 5. But the offensive foul, you're not going to shoot that. So it'll just be Baker basketball. Second of the game for the Lady Wildcats will come Emery Joseph. So Coach Yost, put your feet up. Enjoy a little supper. Glad to have you taking in Lady Raven basketball tonight. 1:25 to go in the half. BC again pressing on the up court. Skip pass. Now across the timeline, it'll go on the outlet pass. Down the left side. Handled there by Brooke Habeck. Brooke's in the game for the first time tonight. Brooke is a junior from Venus, Texas. 11 on the shot clock. The feed to the right block is going to be stolen by Natalie. Samarin comes up with the steal, and Benedictine, inside 1 minute to go in the half, has the lead, has the ball there in front, 15-14. Here's Heather with it. Run a bump, drives, underhand shot, no, but she's fouled and coming to the line. Nicely done. The drive down the left side. Heather Ronnebaum. And she will come to the line looking for her first point of the game. That will be Caitlin Cole, foul number 1. And for Baker, team foul 3 now in the second quarter. Ronnebaum, free throw. Kicks out, won't quite go in. She's got one more shot coming up. And Atchison native out of Bar Hill Mount Academy. Looking it over. Big knee bend, sends it on its way, and it rims out. Won't quite drop, and the rebound pulled away by Baker. It is still a 15-14 Lady Raven lead. 44, 43, 42 seconds, and running along toward intermission. Broadcast to the basketball up top side. It's going to be Barrett. It's on the floor, and we've got a whistle and another foul against Benedictine, and this one's going to be on Heather. It will be her second foul of the game. Twyla comes into the contest. Natalie comes out of the contest. Ronnebaum is also going to come out and back in for Benedictine. We're going to see of your range. So the Lady Raven is going with a much smaller lineup. First of two free throws is good. Left side of the lane is going to be Twyla and Leah. Right side of the lane is going to be Jennifer and Riley and Anna San Juan in the backcourt. That is an interesting group. Free throws are both good. And Barrett having a big first half. Benedict going to get trailing by one at 16-15. The feet underneath. Shot is up and good by Rain. A little bit of a hint, fake sugar defender, and that is her first point of the game. Benedict back up by one. 20 seconds left in the half. Still BC, keeping with the full court pressure. Kinley, rather make a Chastity Weathers has it. Left side, the shot is up, it's in and one. The Baker crowd is small, but making some racket here. The foul is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. It is her second foul tonight. And an opportunity for Baker to complete the three-point play. 14 seconds left in the half. Wildcats lead by one. The free throw is good. They lead by two. It is 19-17. 9 seconds. 7 seconds. The baseline jumper. No. Rebound Baker. They're never going to get a shot off. They're too slow. And it is halftime. We'll return. It's intermission in Baldwin City. The halftime score. Baker's Lady Wildcats 19, Benedictine 17.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with it here in Baldwin City. It is a low-scoring first half, 19-17. Baker up a parent. Recapping the first half scoring for you. First of all, for the Lady Wildcats, scoring honors are shared by Sophia Barrett and Brooke Habeck, each with 5. 4 for Ashley Griffin, 3.5 for Caitlin Cole, and Leah Van Wielden with 2 points for Baker. For Benedictine, leading the Lady Ravens and leading all scorers is Natalie Samarin with 8. Jumps up pretty dramatically then. Twyla Carrasquillo has 3. Riley Wade, 2 on a couple of free throws. Aaliyah Raines, 2 on 1 of 6 shooting. Tyra, 2 on 1 of 3 shooting. And these two teams, we've talked about it through the whole game. Not looking to wear it out, but again, Lady Ravens, 7 of 29 shooting. Baker is 6 of 18. Lady Ravens getting off a ton of shots and just not able to get them to go in. BC has not yet hit an outside shot. They are 0 for 4 three-point shooting and are 3 of 5 at the free throw line. The men's team are out of the court. Teams are out there warming up. Don't forget the guys' game. Supposed to get that thing underway at about 7:30. We're looking forward to bringing you that one. Also, as a college basketball doubleheader coming your way here on CARE Radio. That said, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back. Second half of the ladies' game coming up live. But right now, with that halftime score in Baldwin City, Baker 19, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 17. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the CARE Radio Sports Studio, and you're going to love the halftime he's got for you.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Skyway Vapes, your local stop for all things vaping. Carrying a large selection of e-juice flavors, Skyway Vapes is continually updating their stock. Check out their new line of Gorilla Fruits and Gorilla Custards e-juice and their ever-expanding line of Delta products. Stop by and see them. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in Atchison. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes in Atchison with your vapes and deltas.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Carrot Country Sports Calendar, we've got Sports Look coming to you tomorrow night from the Carrot Country Studios with Tom and Gus Kautz discussing the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursdays. Friday, we have had a change to the schedule. As of right now, we've got ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge Games. The girls should take to the court right around 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine College, as we've got Benedictine on the road at Grandview. 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 p.m. for the men's. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Taking a look around at the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got Missouri Valley in Evangel. Evangel is leading at 38 points to Missouri Valley's 31. Central Methodist and Mid-America Nazarene have got 4 minutes and 56 seconds left in the third, and Central Methodist is on top right now at 37 to Mid-America Nazarene's 31. In the start of the third, we've got William Penn trailing Clark by 24 points. Clark sitting at 44 points to William Penn's 20. Graceland and Mount Mercy are meeting up. Mount Mercy is on top right now at 58 points in the women's game, with Graceland sitting at 31. Culver Stockton is leading Peru State 33-26 at the very beginning of the third. In the one final that we've got Grandview beating Park with a forfeit, with Grandview at 2 points to Park's 0. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 30. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 53. 28 tomorrow night, cloudy. Highs around 42 Friday with a chance for scattered showers. Chance of snow 31 on Saturday. 2 to 4 inches of snow Friday night through Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7 from downtown Atchison. On our weather station, up a little bit north Atchison, we've got 44.2 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity 54%. Barometric pressure is at 30.04 inches of mercury. Dew point sitting at 29 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature of 36 out there. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of moments.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, we're back with you in the Collins Center. You're in Baldwin City, Kansas, on the campus of Baker University. We're at halftime of the ladies' game. The home team is in front, but not by much. 19-17. I was younger then. Both clubs have come back out of the court warming up, getting set to go to the second half. Kai's team's out warming up. It's good to see some of the Benedictine players who have been out and away are warming up, and so we're going to see People like Eric Cruz looks like he's going to be back and set to go tonight, and a few of the others. So we'll be talking about the guys' game in due time. And their game here on Care Radio starting in about an hour. Right now, though, for the Lady Ravens, they warm up in the second half. And basically, what they got to do is find the range. I mean, it's just pretty much as simple as that. Nice shooting in the first half for Natalie Samarin, who hit half of her shots. 4 of 8. Kind of the percentage you expect from a 6'2" post. 5 rebounds for Natalie as she is on track for a shot at a double-double. Then you have the shooting woes. You've got Twyla, 1 of 3. You've got Aaliyah, 1 of 6. Kyra, 1 of 3. Kennedy's 0 for 1. Heather, 0 for 1. San Juan is 0 for 1. Skyler, 0 for 6. And after Skyler had just a fantastic game up in Lamoni on Saturday, she's having trouble finding it here tonight in the first half. We'll see if they've been able to kind of get that higher count at intermission. Fouls, Samarin has 2, Miss Kiraka has 2, Heather Runnebaum has 2, Jennifer Jacobs, Connor Washington, all of them with 2 fouls, no one with more than that. No player for Baker has more than 1 foul. Baker the first half, 6 of 18 shooting. They did not take a lot of shots, did not get a ton of shots. Benedictine doing a great job defending them. 6 of 18 shooting and 1 of 4 from the outside. And there we have it. Baker's already out of the court. We're set to go for the second half for Benedictine. Let's see who's going to begin the second half. It's going to be Kennedy Nicholson, Twyla Harris-Creo, Riley Way, Jennifer Jacobs, and Aaliyah Raines. There you have it. All into possession, awards the basketball to Baker, Chastity Weathers. Wait a minute, let me look out here. Am I right with some of these numbers here? No. Chastity Weathers is out there. Emery Joseph is on the floor. Brooke Habeck, Ashley Griffin, Sophia Barrett. Here we go. Second half underway. Baker with the basketball. Don't drive down the left side. Quick runners up. It's no good. Rebound fought for, and a whistle blows, and we're going to get a jump ball. I thought that's what might have been called, but no, we're going to get a foul called on Benedictine, and it's going to be a foul on Natalie. So Samarin will have her second foul. And as quickly as that, 12 seconds into the second half, Samarin comes out of the ball game, and Kyra will come back in for BC. Baker putting it in play at their baseline. Into the lane, the turning around shot wide to the right side. That thing was from about 8-9 feet straight away from the rim, and it went so far wide to the right that as it bounced off, it missed the iron. Now here's a bounce pass into for Kyra, who unable to get her feet moving enough to get to the ball. And Benedictine turns it back over to the Lady Wildcats. Baker with it out on top. They'll look to the left side. Ashley Griffin holds it up at the top of the key. Gets it out now. Macy Frost with it. Pulls up her dribble. Back to the right side. It goes to Barrett. Sophia goes in the middle and a pass deflected. Knocked away by Skyler. Picked up by Kyra. BC will run. 9 minutes to play in the third quarter. Lady Ravens with the ball trailing it by a pair. Over to the right side, it's going to be Range. She looks into the eyes of Macy Frost, comes out on top. Kyra playing the high post, step and a half above the top of the key. Background to the left side for Benedictine. It'll go to Kennedy Nicholson. Shot clock at 8. Kennedy drives baseline, puts the shot up. It doesn't get anywhere near the rim. Rebound to go back down. Wildcats up the court. Barrett lobs it over to the left side and missing her teammate over there, Macy Frost, by about 8 feet. Goes out of bounds back to Benedictine. Neither of these teams having their best outing of the season here tonight. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Still a lot of time for somebody to shake it off and come away with a win. Back over to the left side, it's going to be Rain. Topside Twyla. Her pass, she was looking in the middle for Kyra, but goes into the hands of a defender. BC with another turnover. 8:15 to go, third quarter. And now we have a foul off the ball and an illegal screen set by Emma Cunningham. A couple of fouls now for Cunningham. Teams on one Baker in the second half. Cunningham's the first player for Baker to pick up a second foul. And as Kennedy Nicholson for the Lady Ravens comes into the forecourt, we're down to 8:05 to go in the third. Neither team has played a point on the board yet in the second half. Kyra with it, throws it away. Bye. Kyra had taken it to the free throw line, had her back to the rim, throws it out on top, looking for Twyla. Twyla had broken to the baseline. She just throws it out on top. There's no one within 15 feet of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and both coaches are frustrated. Benedictson's going to take a timeout. They're going to try to talk about this thing. We're taking a break. 7:57 to go. Here in the third quarter, it remains Baker 19, Benedictson 17.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
.55 to go here in the third quarter. Baker coming up the floor with the basketball. See if one of these teams can get to 20 here. The feed comes into the lane, driving left. Couples 3, 4, 5 steps, and a travel gets called. Baker's going to turn it back over. Lady Wildcats had it. It was an open look and a nice shot at the middle, but for some reason, Ashley Griffin didn't quit running toward the rim. Benedictson back up court with it. Still 19-17. 7.5 to play. And we're still scoreless in the second half. Here's Kyra. Goes right side through two defenders. The shot rolls across the back of the rim and off the other side where Baker comes down with a defensive board. Up with it is going to be Berry. Jumps it over to the left side. There was a near travel, but got it on the floor. Macy Frost did pretty quickly. Comes off on top. Griffin over to the right side. Again, it's Frost. Looking in. Once Cunningham can't get it there. 13 of the shot clock. Baker of the basketball leading it by a pair. Top of the key, the long two is up and in. First point to the second half belong to Baker and Sophia Barrett. 21-17. Benedictine trailing by four. They have been down by as many as five in this game. 6:45 to go in the third quarter. Here's a shot for the Ravens for three. No. Reigns could not get it to fall. Back up with it will come. Baker University. Top side with it is Emery Joseph. Here's a three for the Wildcats. There it is. How about that? They found the range. And the first bucket of the game for Macy Frost and Benedictson. Suddenly finding themselves trailing it by seven. Maybe in some trouble. 6:18 to go. 7 points. That's almost what they scored in the opening quarter. Scoring nine in the first quarter. Now the shot by the Lady Ravens misses. Baker coming back up with the basketball. Coach Folsom going to the bench. He's going to make a player substitution. Here's a feed over to the left block. Putting it on the floor. Backing away. Shot up off the window and missing badly. The rebound to Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson brings it up the court. It's a three-on-three break. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Benedictson still has not gotten a second half point. A three by Kennedy Nicholson had to have been deflected because it lands about 5 feet short of the rim. Baker picks it up. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. 24-17. Lady Wildcats out front. Now Benedictson bringing more players to the scorer's table. Here's a drive right. The ball is going to be stripped away. Nice job by Kennedy Nicholson of showing the quick hands to reach in there and bat that ball away from Emery Joseph. And for Benedictson, we're going to see Jennifer Jacobs, Natalie Samarin, and Heather Runabaugh coming into the game. To be out there with Skyler and Kennedy. Baker looking to bring it in. Shot clock at 11. They'll take it near the top of the key. Griffin goes left side. Shot clock at 5. And palming the ball over, trying to back in. A turnover by Macy Frost. So Baker, another turnover. They're going to bring Brooke Habeck back into the game. Brooke Habeck. Very limited amount of time in the first half, and yet she was tied for scoring honors at halftime with all of 5 points. 5:10 left in the third quarter. 24-17. Baker. Here's Ronnebaum with it. Over to the right side. Skyler hits a three from deep in the right corner. Skyler Washington has broken the ice and has her first point of the game. 24-20. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Baker up the floor. Going to the left side is going to be Habeck. Shoots and misses. And we have an offensive foul on the look for the rebound. And I think maybe Griffin pushed off. It is Ashley Griffin. Her second foul. For Baker, team foul two in the third quarter. Bennett has committed only one third quarter foul so far. It is put in play by Jacobs and brought up the floor by Nicholson. 4:40 to go in the third. Jacobs has the ball. Goes right side, Ronnebaum. Heather cuts into the lane. Goes left side. Dishes into the corner to Kennedy. She'll work toward the top. Between the circles now, Skyler accelerates right side. Goes to the baseline. Little one-hand push pass out on top. Kennedy is three. No. Rebound tipped out. Saved by Samarin. Mandy Rames are going to control the ball down. Out on top. Here's Ronnebaum for three. It looks good. It is good. Heather Ronnebaum for three. And Benedictson is back to within one. And Coach Reese unhappy. Timeout in Baldwin City. 4 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's now Baker 24, Benedictson 23.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Back with you here in Baldwin, 4 minutes and 5 seconds to play, and Benedictine, who didn't hit a three-point shot in the first half and well into the third quarter, has hit back-to-back threes and are within a point. Trading at 24-23. We go inside 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. And Baker coming out of the timeout brings it up the floor. The ball's going to be batted away by Samarin and Benedictine. Coming up with a basketball and a chance in the lead. Here's Skyler with it. She's got it on the wing. A step above the three-point circle. Comes back to the right side. Plays it off. Kicks it out on top. It's going to be saved nicely by Nicholson. Nearly got away, Kennedy. Good effort to pull that down. Backs away, Nicholson. Three straight away. Rolls off, no good. And on the rebound, jump ball call. Possession arrow, and I cannot see it from here. And it's Benedictine ball. 3.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Shot clock gets reset to 20. And BC down by one, puts it in play. Nicholson looking to bring it in. She wants it to run a ball, and instead gets it in to Samarin, whose point-blank layup doesn't go in, but they will say she's gotten fouled. The official comes over and sent on Cole. It is. Second round of the ball game for Baker's Caitlin Cole, the 6-foot freshman. Samarin at the line, a chance to give her team a lead. The first free throw, no. Samarin at the line with a chance to tie it for her team. Adley has not scored yet in the second half. This one is good. We're starting over. It is 24-24. 3:27 to go in the third quarter. BC continues to press on the upcourt play. Brooke Habeck into the forecourt. Right side, Sophia Parrott. Stumps on the right side of the lane. Launches it out on top. Gets it there to Habeck. She's thinking about taking a shot. Has nowhere else to go with the ball. And Baker offense is doing a lot of standing around. Here's a running shot. It's going to be off the window and good. Nicely done, Sophia Barrett. She leads her team with 9. And it's 26-24, Baker. Inside 3 minutes to go in the third now. Runner bomb underneath. Samarin off the window and good. Heather the assist. Natalie has 11. And Benedictine ties it again at 26. 2:40 to play third quarter. Baker again able to get it across the timeline, but not without a lot of effort. Pass comes off on top. Lady Wildcats looking inside. Can't get it there. Kayback has it out on top. She wants to go to Barrett. Finally does. Barrett near midcourt. 8 seconds, seven. And we get a 3 second call in for the second time in the ball game. Amina Hadzihucinovic is in the lane too long. Benedictine is going to have it back. And as Amina is taken out of the game, Coach Reese is like nose to nose with her, has his hands extended, kind of pointing at the floor like he cannot stand in there. Here comes Benedictine. And we have a collision off the ball, and flying to the floor is San Juan, and they're going to call her for a blocking foul. San Juan arguing with the official. Heather comes over and puts her arm around her and pulls her away. Now the official is yelling at somebody on the Benedictine bench and points at her. Now he spins around, and he's staring at Coach Folsom and the Lady Raven bench, and there's a technical. A technical on the Benedictine bench. In a low-scoring game like this, a point or two could be a huge thing. Now, I do not know who made the comment. I do certainly not know what the comment was. I am very clear on the fact that that official didn't like it, wasn't going to have it, and was going to make sure somebody paid for it. And Baker's coming to the free throw line for the technical shots. It'll be Brooke Haybeck to shoot. Brooke, free throw. Yep. One more coming up. So the Benedictine bench has cost its team 1 point and possibly another. This one will not go. And now a possession. It will be Wildcat basketball coming in at midcourt on the far side. 2:12 to play in the third quarter. And with that technical shot, Baker's back in front, 27-26. The ball will be put in play into the backcourt to Emery Joseph. She'll drive to the left side. We're going to get San Juan, who stays in the game. San Juan was kind of the focal point of the whole thing as she was unhappy. Katie knocked to the floor and called for the illegal block. That was her first foul. Here's a three for Baker that is very short. And the rebound tipped out, pulled down by Ronabaugh. Heather coming up the floor, directing a little traffic. Is grabbed out on top, knocked to the ground, and we've got a foul on Baker's Leah Van Wielden. Van Wielden has her second foul of the game. Runnabom is going to come out of the game, and Skyler's coming off the floor for Benedict, and back in will come both Riley Wade and Aaliyah Raines. Riley Wade with 2 points in the game. She hit a pair of free throws. Aaliyah Raines with 2 points in the game on a two-point shot in the quarter. 27-26, Lady Wildcats with a minute and a half to go in the third. And we have a foul called. Raines starts driving to the baseline, and a defender reaches out, and it's going to be back-to-back fouls by Leah Van Wielden. And she now has three. That'll be Wildcat team foul five, and for Benedict, and an opportunity at the free throw line, and the ball will be put in the hands of Aaliyah Raines. Van Wielden coming off the floor. Coach is talking to her. She walks by. She's not wanting to hear anything that he needs to share with her right now. Here comes Raines at the line. Has not had a free throw this evening, and the first one's not going in. Hits the back of the rim and kicks off. One more shot and an opportunity to tie the game. Take it her time. Long look. Free throw. Rolls up and in. Aaliyah Raines ties the game, and it is a 27-27 ball game. Our third tie in the third quarter. As we're inside a minute and a half, Baker's trapped up in the backcourt. They reach it across the timeline. The ball's going to be knocked away, and they're going to call Benedictine for a foul reaching in. The official over there tells us that it is going to be Anna San Juan picking up another foul. It will be her second. And for Benedictine, now team foul four. Minute 25 to play, third quarter. Baker looking in, looking in, looking in. Skips it off on top to Joseph. Emery, Joseph. around to the right side, stops up on top, dumps it over to Barrett. Here's Griffin, back out on top, Joseph, shot clock at 9. Joseph goes right side, swinging the ball back and forth, it's going to be Cole. She'll take it to the baseline, and we're going to get a foul called on Riley Wade. They will call her for a block, her second foul. And Baker coming back to the free throw line. We have seen a bit of a spate of free throws here in the third quarter. At the line for the Lady Wildcats is going to be Caitlin Cole. She's got 3 points in the ball game on a three-point shot. Her first free throw of the game is inaccurate. Kicks off to the right side. Still a 27-27 ball game with a minute nine to go in the third. Second free throw, airborne, gets it. Baker in front, 28-27. Now Benedictine will be looking at some full court pressure. San Juan pulls up her dribble to the backcourt, gets it to Jacobs. She'll get it to Samarin, who is grabbed by the arm and in an effort to pull her down. Emery Joseph ends up falling to the floor. It will be a foul on Emery, her first in over the limit. Benedictine is at the free throw line. Natalie is 1 of 2 at the line in the game. This one, yep. We're tied again, now at 28. 101 left in the third quarter. And that was good. 29-28, Benedictine. This is the first Lady Raven lead since 15-14 back in the second quarter. 56, 55 seconds and rolling along. Out of the ball, knocked away. And then they're going to say it's off the toe of the Ravens, and they're going to bring it back in play on the near side. The shot clock, is it getting reset? There's an argument now between the official and Coach Folsom, and it is not. 22 seconds on the shot clock, 53 seconds left in the half. And again, Baker brings it in the backcourt. Joseph swings it over to the left side, driving in a one-handed runner's up, missing. Rebounding it down, Samarin. Here comes BC. San Juan up the floor to Samarin. Brings it down, dribbles it down, goes left side. We got an offensive foul on Benedictine. The foul is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. It is her third foul of the game. So Jacobs not afraid to mix it up a little bit, but cost her team a possession that time. 39 seconds left in the third quarter. Ravens pressure. The ball batted away. Strolling around and loose on the floor. It's going to be taken away by BC, and now we're going to have a foul. They're going to call the Ravens for another foul, this time in the backcourt, scrambling for the loose basketball. This one may also be on Jacobs. Now the officials, two other officials, run up to the official who made that call, and they're sending everybody to the bench. They are having a huddle out there, and the official who made the call was on the far side near midcourt. The other two officials, one who is just coming up the floor into the forecourt and one who is kind of down in front of the Benedictine bench, they both at the same time simultaneously raced up to the official making the call, and now they're having a conversation. And, oh, my goodness, are they going to go to this? No, they are not going to go to the video this time. They are going to say it is a foul, the fourth foul of the game for Jennifer Jacobs. And they're going to say 2 free throws for the Wildcats. And stepping up there, it's going to be Emery Joseph. She's looking for her first point tonight. Has 2 opportunities here to make it easy, and she does. First one ties the game. Even again now at 29. 31 seconds left in the third quarter. Second free throw, no. Rebound, Samarin for Benedictine. And she gets fouled by a player a foot shorter than her. And we walk to the other end of the floor. And Benedictine will have a couple of free throws. I say a foot shorter than her. I'm really exaggerating because Chastity Weathers is 5'4". Okay? So it's really only like 10 inches shorter. The free throw is good. Natalie Samarin, having hit 4 consecutive free throws, having a huge third quarter. 6 in the third, now 14 in the game. This free throw, perfect. And free throws are now a huge factor tonight. 31-29 Benedictine. 30 seconds to play. And up court pass knocked away by San Juan. Picked up by Reigns. Turn, shoots, can't get it. Rebound Benedictine. Followed up, missed. Rebound Benedictine. Followed up. Skyler can't get it to go in, but she gets fouled and knocked to the floor. And helped to her feet. That's not Skyler. Excuse me. That's going to be Twyla. Twyla will come to the free throw line. And more fouls now. As the game has worn on, points continue to be difficult to come by. Baker has scored 7 points from the floor in this quarter. Benedictine has scored, what, 8 from the floor. All the rest of the points have come at the free throw line. This free throw here by Twyla, up and good. It is her 4th point tonight. This will be Benedictine's 10th free throw of the quarter, and Twyla will hit them both. Lady Ravens go up 33-29. 19 seconds left in the third quarter. Here comes Baker. On the right side is going to be Caitlin Cole. Caitlin drives down, stops in front of the Baker bench, slots it off on top to Barrett. Barrett cuts to the right side, dishes into the corner, stepping inside, into the lane. The shot deflected, out of bounds, and the officials are going to say, Benedictine basketball. But for the Lady Ravens, the problem is 1.1 seconds to get this shot off the length of the court. It's going to come in, and that's going to do it. Three quarters in the book. We'll go to the fourth. The Lady Ravens in front. It's Benedictine 33, Bakers. Lady Wildcats 29.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, we're having a great time bringing you college basketball tonight here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Natalie Samarin leading her team, leading all scorers, and she's having a banner night. 5 of 9 shooting. She is 5 of 6 at the free throw line. 8 rebounds and 15 points through three quarters for Natalie Samarin. Twyla Karaski with 5 for Benedictine, 3 apiece. Ronnebaum and Reigns in Washington. Riley Wade and Kyra Miss-Buraka with 2. For Baker, 9 points to lead the way for Sophia Barrett. Brooke Habeck has a half a dozen, 4 each for Griffin and Cole. Frost with 3. Van Wielden and Joseph, 2 and 1 apiece. For the Lady Ravens, you've got some foul issues. Jennifer Jacobs has 4, and Natalie has 3. For Baker, you've got a couple of players of 3, Griffin and Van Wielden. So there we go. We go to the fourth quarter. Baker basketball coming and playing. We're underway. Lady Ravens up 33-29 in this extraordinarily low-scoring game. Here's a pass in the middle. It's going to go out of bounds. And we're going to get a foul called up high. Oh, my goodness. They're going to call a foul on Natalie. And now she's in some trouble. That will be her 3rd foul tonight. Or excuse me, her 4th. Excuse me, her 4th foul tonight. So Natalie, the second Benedictine player to get to 4 fouls. Jennifer Jacobs, the other. Here's a 13-footer for the Wildcats. Rattles around and goes in for Sophia Barrett. 33-31, Benedictine, 9:40 to go. BC with the ball up top side, Kennedy Nicholson. So few points. They're all huge. Top side, Kyra, who's coming to the game. Natalie is checked out with that 4th foul. Here's Skyler. She's due. This 3, though, won't go in. Scott of Washington has struggled this evening. 1 of 8, now 1 of 9 shooting the basketball here tonight. A minute gone in the fourth quarter. Baker has the basketball, trailing by two. Here's a three, looking for the lead. In and out, no. Rebound. Twyla coming up with the basketball. Here comes Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson glides into the fourth court. Gets it to Skyler. She will stutter step. Her running layup is up and wide to the left side. Rebounding it back down. Baker. Up for the basketball is going to be Sophia Barrett. Skip pass down to the baseline. Cunningham. Cross court is going to go. Van Wielden cuts into the lane. Loses the handle on it. Throws it away. She just puts her hands over her eyes and knows that she was cutting into the lane and just lost the handle on it. Here comes BC. Ravens up the floor. Leading by two. 8.5 left. Over to the right side with it is going to be Rain, top of the key. Back door, pass for Kyra. Batted free, stolen by Baker. It was a high-risk pass that the Wildcats were able to defend. And they come up the floor again, looking to tie or take a lead with a long shot. And it's Van Wielden with it out on top. Gets it over to Cunningham. She'll pull up 15-footer. No! And a rebound tipped away. It's out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. 7:58 to go. Lady Ravens are going to have Karis Keel bring it in. Baker's jumped away from that full court pressure. They tried it for a little while, and I don't think they were satisfied with the result. They've dropped out of that and go back down to picking it up at the top of the key in a player defense. 7:40 to go. Driving to the right side. The shot is up. It won't go in for Reigns, but she draws the foul. She cut the right side to the baseline. That shot had a great opportunity to go in, but just would not fall. We're going to have a fourth foul now on Baker's Flea Van Wielden. It'll be her first fourth quarter foul by Baker. At the line, Aaliyah Reigns. The free throw. Yep. Aaliyah has her fourth point of the game. 2 of 3 at the free throw line now. Benedictine back up by 3. One more shot. For the old Tiger out of Jeff West, that one not going to go in. 34-31 Benedictine. 7.5 minutes to play in the game as Baker comes up the floor. They'll have it up top of the key. No room there. Back over to the right side to Macy Frost. They're working the outside. They've got Kyra working hard in the middle defending, and now the shot goes up. It's tipped out on top. Pull down Reigns. She is 2 on 4 defensively, and BC's got to slow this thing back up. Reigns will drive it. Top of the key. Swings around to the left side. Nicholson looking into the middle. Comes to the top side again. Looking in the middle is Skyler. The drive across to the baseline and a block. Great speed. Cutting across the baseline by Aaliyah Reigns. She is fouled, and now that is the fourth foul on Ashley Griffin for Baker. So Baker now with 2 players with 4 fouls each. And inside 7 minutes to go. Out of the ball game is going to come Sophia Barrett. I think Barrett's just a little bit gassed right now. 34-31 Benedictine. And here's a push on top. The ball comes into Twyla. Her defender comes up and then just reached out and give her kind of a one-hand shove. And it is another foul on Baker, the third of the game for Emma Cunningham. 3 fourth quarter fouls for the Wildcats with a long way to go yet. 6:56 to play. This thing could easily be decided at the free throw line. Nicholson on top. Green drives, pulls up, 14, misses it. It rolls all the way around the rim and falls off the front. Baker coming up with the ball. And Benedictine shooting woes continue. That was a good shot. Well taken and had every reason to think it was going to go in. Playing off a screen to the right side is going to go Barrett out on top. Here's a three launched and missed and putting it down for Benedictine. Nicholson. Kennedy brings it down herself. Comes up the floor. Kicks it over to the left side to Skyler. 6:20 to go in the game. Lady Ravens with the ball. Up 3. Skyler drives and shoots. Can't get it. They got to call her for a travel. So for Skyler, they will wipe off the shot, and she is 1 of 10 from the floor tonight. Raines is one of nine. Two excellent shooters. Kennedy Nicholson 0 for 5 tonight. So these are players who are normally outstanding shooters, a good basketball player, just having a hard time scoring points this evening. 6 minutes to go in the game. Benedictine leading it by three. Baker with the basketball. Between the circles again, out at the center circle, the freshman, Sophia Perry. She's 6 foot tall, handles the ball like a guard. Now that's going to be batted away by Raines. No foul. Here's the shot for three. It's good at the buzzer. Brooke Habeck did not want to take that shot. She was looking around, wanted someone else, realized that the shot clock was a two, so she put it on its way and hits it and ties the game. 5.5 to play. Ravens back up the court. We're even at 34. Out on top, Benedictine. Kennedy works her way to the left side. Comes out on top, Kyra. Into the corner to Skyler. She is so due. Passes the shot up. 2 seconds. 1 second. The shot at the buzzer. Hits the rim and Baker rebounds it down. Benedictine ran their offense but never really looked hard for a shot and never got a good look at it. Baker up the floor. They're looking for a lead now with inside 5 minutes to play. It's a 34-34 ball game, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Reese. Baker taking the T.O. Let's do it. Just inside 5 minutes to play. It's Benedictine's Lady Ravens 34, Baker 34.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Tied at 34 midway through the fourth quarter here in Baldwin City. Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio, Tom Council here at the gym. We are in the Collins Center. And Baker, with 17 on the shot clock, will be putting it in play from the far side. They'll skip it in and out on top, and we're back on offense. And we get a push. Is that an offensive foul? No, they're going to call a foul. Wow, on the rain. Raines will have her first foul. Raines was providing defense. And as the ball handler was coming around the near side, she pushes off a little stiff arm. Coach Joseph will appreciate that. That little stiff arm, a shiver, and pushed her back. And a foul on Raines. So for Benedictine, it'll be team foul two. And now we're going to get it. The ball batted away on top. And another foul called on Raines. And she is just staring at the near sideline in amazement. So Raines will pick up her second foul. Team fouls are now even at three. Here's a 14-foot runner. And now we got a foul off the ball going the other way against Baker on Cunningham. And she is the fourth Baker player to have her fourth foul. So for the Lady Wildcats, you've got Leah Van Wielden, you've got Ashley Griffin, you've got Emma Cunningham, all with four fouls now. And we've got 4:44 to go in the game. If you enjoy numbers, how about that? BC back into the fourth court, Natalie Samarin. You got to like her numbers. 15 points, 8 rebounds. The feed down to the baseline, batted away, but saved deftly by Kennedy Nicholson. To Samarin, top of the key. Plenty of time, shot clock at a dozen. Ronabon back in the game. Dumps it off down low. Twyla in a good. Karaskia with a bucket. Give an assist to Heather Ronabon. Twyla with 7, and Benedictine goes in front. It's now 36-34, and we've got 4:10 left. Ravens trap the ball over to the near side, but they're able to get rid of it. Out on top to Cunningham. Long cross-court pass. 15 of the shot clock, inside 4 minutes to play in the game. Emory Joseph has it. She starts to the right side. No room there. The Raven defense is great. Cunningham, top of the key. Left side, it goes to Weathers, who's in the game. Shot clock's at 4. The running shot at 2, and a BC foul called. It'll be on Nicholson. For Kennedy Nicholson, foul two, and team fouls are now even a four apiece. So, two free throws coming up here, which could tie the game. They're going to be coming off the hand of Emory Joseph, who has 1 point on 1 of 2 at the free throw line tonight. First one, got it. One more shot coming up for Joseph. Before that shot is taken, I think we've got a substitution. No. There's a substitution that will come in for her if she should hit this one. And she does. So we're tied at 36 with 3:48 to go. Coming out of the game, we're going to get Cunningham is coming out. And up over the basketball, here comes Benedictine. Full court pressure again by Baker. The feed to the left side. Underneath, Skylar hook shot. There it is! Off the backboard and in. Skylar Washington. Her fifth point of the game, and it's 38-36. Benedictine. 3.5 to play. Joseph hands it to the backcourt. Ravens double her up, and she loses control of the ball. It's out of bounds. Run a bomb, and Twyla surrounding Emory Joseph. She loses the ball. BC's going to have it in, and Coach Folsom taking a timeout. Let's take a break. We've got a great finish coming up. 3:24 to play in this women's college basketball game. It's Benedictine 38, Baker 36.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Lady Ravens will be putting the ball in play just across midcourt. And up the floor with it comes Kennedy Nicholson. 3:20 to go. Here's Ronabaugh. Chop side Skyler. Back over to the right to Nicholson. BC's going to be very patient, looking for the shot they want. Coach Folsom's on his feet. He's directed traffic. He wants a cutter. He gets Ronabaugh to swing cross underneath the goal. 11 on the shot clock. The feet in the middle. Natalie. Backs, turns from 13, wide to the left side. The rebound is on the floor, and players all over the place. The jump ball gets called, and possession to Benedictine. And if this was coming up and he's scolding the players, I think probably about the physical efforts involved in trying to secure that loose basketball. Baker is going to return Ashley Griffin. And her four fouls to the floor. Griffin is going to come in. And Amina is going to come out. Nicholson brings it in. Shot clock again reset to 20. BC needing to get it out on top, finding Wilda Twyla. She'll dribble it to the top. Huge size mismatch in the middle. And you should see the battle of pushing and shoving going on. Out on top with it is going to be Natalie. Shot clock at 7. Skyler backs in, loses the handle, picks it up, puts off an off-balance shot that misses. Twyla coming up with a rebound, follow shot misses. Rebound Natalie, follow shot misses. Rebound Baker. Lady Ravens with 3 point blank shots, got none of them to fall. And the Lady Wildcats down by 2, come into the forecourt with 2:22 left in the game. Baker around to the left side. Benedictine really needed a little insurance bucket right there. Macy Frost with it on top. Over to Joseph. Emory cuts to the right. Gets inside her defender. An easy shot up and in. Emory Joseph put a little shake and bake. And Kennedy Nicholson looking around has no idea where she went. She lost her. We're tied at 38. 2 minutes to play. Benedictine into the forecourt. Coach Folsom with his team right in front of him calls the offensive set. Right side Ronabaugh. Heather. Head fakes right, drives left, goes into the lane, loses the handle, kicks it over instead to Samarin. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Skyler, baseline, in traffic, pulls up, no. Rebound, players on the floor, let's see where this foul's called. I think it's going to be Heather Runnebaum at the free throw line. Maybe not, hold on. The push is going to be on Baker's number 15, that would be Emory Joseph. Only her second foul. And Wheelman comes back in for Baker. Also, Barrett is coming back in. So Baker now with a couple of players with four fouls out there. So Joseph picks up the foul, and the official, we're kind of not sure who is going to take the shots, and they're still having a confab. And Heather Runnebaum has come to the free throw line. I'm sure it was her all of the time, and it's going to be. So Heather Runnebaum at the free throw line in a tie game with a minute 39 to go. No pressure here. She is 0 for 2 at the free throw line tonight and a much better shooter than that. Looking it over. Eyes it. Shoots it. Hits it. Perfect. Lady Ravens up by one. It is now 39-38 Benedictine. One more shot coming here for Heather. Looks it over. Sends it on its way. This one will not go in. 39-38 Benedictine. Baker up the floor. A minute 34 left. Barrett has it topside. Guarded by Skyler. Plays off the screen. The ball gets away. Baker's able to pick it up. Here's an NBA three. Way off the mark. And Baker takes a long rebound. Shot clock does not reset. It's at 15 now. Back it away. Minute 12 to play in the game. Baker out top with Barrett. Shot clock at 7. Barrett goes left. Kicks it off on top again. Habeck shoots. Air ball. Rebound. Falling up and in. The guard cuts to the baseline, and Weathers gets their first point and gives Baker the lead. It's 40-39 Baker with 53 seconds to go. Ravens into the forecourt. Out on top of this is going to be Kennedy Nicholson. 44 seconds left. Small crowd, but you can hear a lot of racket. The feed underneath. Big collision. The ball is loose. Ravens save it. Jacobs corrals the ball, and what do we have going on here? We've got a problem with the shot clock. Somebody reset the shot clock. Oh, my goodness sakes. Now we're going to have to come over and ascertain the correct amount of time to prescribe for that. We are at 34 seconds to play in the game. Coach Folsom is going to take this opportunity with a dead ball right in front of him to call his players over and around him. Benedictine is going to return Aaliyah Raines to the floor. 34 seconds left, and now Coach Reese is calling his team over. He said, wait a minute, you get a timeout? I'm not getting a timeout? So he's going to talk to his team. The officials are trying to determine what the shot clock should read. We've got 34 seconds to play in the game. Baker is in front, 40-39. I think Benedictine may be making a change on the alignment and the players on the floor. Men's teams are in the wings on both sides, waiting for this one to wrap up. But what an exciting, exciting finish we've got going on here. Guys, game not going to start, Joseph, at 7:30, 7:20 right now, but it's going to be worth it. This game could, we don't even want to say the OT thing, right? All right, the officials get together. Now coming back out of the court, they have set the shot clock at 11. So there you go. 34 to go in the game, 11 on the shot clock. And here comes Benedictine. They've got Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, Kennedy Nicholson, Natalie Samarin, and Skyler Washington out there. BC bringing it in. Again, 11 on the shot clock. Looking. Inbound. Comes out on top. It's going to be saved by Jacobs. Jacobs gets it to Nicholson. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. They got to get a shot away. 2 seconds. A crazy shot. The buzzer goes in. Oh, my goodness. Falling away is Kennedy Nicholson. She was 2.5 steps above the three-point circle. We've seen that shot in this gym, on this floor, and at that basket before. What a shot. Time out on the court. Baker taking a break with 23 seconds to go. Ravens 42, Wildcats 40.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
what a finish we have in store for us here. It is a 42-40 Lady Raven lead. That shot by Kennedy Nicholson was incredible. The shot clock was at 2. Her teammates were screaming there, you got to take a shot. There was nobody else. There was no way to get a ball to someone and get the shot away. So she just let it fly. It went down. It is shades of Drew Huppy as that thing went in. Benedictine coming out of the court. DeMarin and Jacobs. Rain and Nicholson with Washington. The ball with the timeouts coming out of midcourt. Let's see what Pinker does. Do they want to tie? Do they want to try to win? Do they want to try to get a foul? Driving into the lane, the quick runners up off the window, no good. Rebound, Benedict, and Samarin comes down with the basketball, and they grab her into backcourt to come in a foul. The foul is going to be on Van Wielden. She fouls out. Leah Van Wielden did the only thing she could do, commit the foul. She's going to end up the night with 16 seconds left and 2 points to her credit. Baker making multiple substitutions now. Wholesale substitution. Benedictine putting Natalie at the free throw line. She has not scored in the fourth quarter. 15 points in the game. She has her double-double, 15 points and 10 boards. The first of two. Perfect. Benedictine goes up by 3. 43-40. Still got 16 seconds to go. Natalie taking her time. Little right hand dribble. This one rattles home. Benedictine by 4. And we're going to take one more timeout. Baker wanting to blow it as Coach Reese has got to figure out a way to score 4 points in 16 seconds. Taking a break. 16 to go in the game. Lady Ravens 44, Baker 40.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taking a full timeout. The problem for Baker here is there are ways of scoring 3. Scoring 4 is pretty tricky business. I mean, it's not easy to do. Toward that end, they're going to bring Chastity Weathers. She's going to do the inbound work. She got Emma Cunningham and Sophia Barrett down to the baseline. You're also going to have little Macy Frost and rounding it out, a great shooter in Brooke Habeck. They're going to stack them up down to the baseline beneath the goal. And here comes the ball. Looking to bring it in. Looking. They'll bring it in on the left side. Working on the screen. 14, 13. Pass out on top with 12. Driving into the lane with 11. The running shot is up. And good with 9! The driving bucket by the Wildcats. Knocked in by Emma Cunningham. Her first point of the game. She's got 4 fouls, but now has her first point. And we're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph, with 9 seconds to go. It's now 44-42, Lady Ravens. And now for Benedictine. The key, of course, getting it across midcourt. And you really don't even have to do that. You got 10 seconds to get there. I guess maybe the big key is trying to not get somebody fouled. For Baker, it's like, who do we have who could spare a foul? Put Benedictine at the line and force them to hit a couple of free throws to seal this thing up. 44-42. Guys game coming up here before long. And again, both men's teams are waiting in the tunnels on each end of the facility here at the Collins Center. 52 degrees in Baldwin City upon arrival this afternoon. And I can assure you the temperature has gone south since then. Bob of the Raven faithful here this afternoon. I guess now at 7 almost 30, we can call it this evening. It started this afternoon. Baker is out there with Caitlin Cole. And, oh, they got a different group. Look at this. Caitlin Cole and Alina Dobryakova. We've never seen her today. A freshman from St. Petersburg, Russia. Benedictson putting it into play. Doing the inbound work is going to be Skyler. Skyler looking. Way out on the other side. They didn't even see Jacobs, and she was undefended. BC has it to the backcourt, and there's your foul. They're going to foul Kennedy Nicholson. Jennifer Jacobs was wide open on the left side. You know, when you got a quarterback and he's got a receiver selected and he's watching him and says the guy who sneaks away and he's downfield and open by 15 yards and he doesn't even see him, that's what we had right there. That foul is going to be the second of the evening for Sophia Barrett. That is immaterial. Benedictine coming to the line with Kennedy Nicholson. That's what matters. Kennedy's only points, that big three-point shot a moment ago. Couple of free throws here. This one. Yes. Kennedy Nicholson puts Benedictine up three. And a chance at a huge win here. Looks, shoots, yes, gets them both. 46-42, and we've got another time. I tell them, we're not getting rid of this. We're going to just keep it right here. Benedictine going to use this timeout. And for Coach Folsom, he wants to make certain that his team is able to secure this win. This Lady Raven team having too good a season there. 12-5, 5-3 in the conference. A very good conference, the Heart of America. And they're trying to bounce back, Benedictine is, from that loss on Saturday. And it would go a long way to making everybody feel a little bit better with a W here today. Looking around to the conference, let me see if we've got any updated scores checking in here yet. We had that one forfeiture final from earlier. And let's go back down here. November, December, January. Here we are. Every other game in the conference is final. How about that? Missouri Valley handles Evangel 80-67. You got Central Methodist over Mid-America 77-66. That was in Olathe. Clark at home over Penn 85-47. Mount Mercy winning by 20 over Graceland. Culver Stockton beats Carew by 13. And this game here, the last one going in the conference. It is 46-42 Lady Raven. Baker bringing it in from deep in the backcourt. Looking. They throw it all the way to midcourt. It's batted around. The Ravens are going to steal it. Kennedy Nicholson drives down the right side. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Ravens win it! Their final score tonight in the ladies' game in Baldwin City. Benedictine 46, Baker 42. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our post-game coverage begins right after this.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts. 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community minded, that's my bank.
Well, if you look at the statistics page they just hand me, and you say the Benedictine shot 13 of 53 from the floor and 3 of 13 from the outside, 18 turnovers in the ball game. You see, saying, this might not have been good. 23 fouls by Benedictine tonight, with the Lady Ravens come away with a thrilling win here this evening on the road, 46-42, in a remarkably low-scoring game. Let's recap it for you. For Baker, leading the way was Sophia Barrett. Only player in double-figure scoring is she had 11. Brooke Habeck had 9. Half a dozen today for Ashley Griffin. Emory Joseph at 5, Caitlin Cole 4, Macy Frost 3, Chastity Weathers 2, Van Wielden 2 for Baker. For Benedictine, what about Natalie Samarin? 5 of 11 shooting from the floor, 7 of 8 at the free throw line. Natalie, a double-double tonight with 17 points and 10 rebounds. Twyla was the Lady Ravens' second leading scorer. She had 7 points, and she also double-digit rebounds. She had 10. Kennedy Nicholson, 5 points in the ballgame. Skylar Washington was ended up tonight with 5. 4 for Heather Runnebaum. Heather also was the team lead in assists with 4 tonight. Reigns, 4 points. Riley Raid and Kyra, each with 2. And for Benedictine, the shooting, it was just, there are players who always hit. They just couldn't deny it. And, you know, coach is going to say, well, some nights it just is like that. Aaliyah Raines, a great shooter, was 1 of 10 tonight. Skylar Washington, great shooter, 2 of 13. Kennedy Nicholson was 1 of 6 shooting the ball tonight. But that one was a 3-point shot, the desperation shot at the buzzer. The time of the shot clock was running out. That gave the Ravens the lead and went on to win this game. So for the Benedictine women, it's 13-5 on the season and 6-3 in the conference. Baker goes to 6-11 and 2-6. We're going to take a bit of a breather from that one. We'll see how the guys' game goes. Men are out of the court warming up, and we'll be back to bring you the Ravens and the Wildcats here very shortly. Get the final score in the ladies' contest. Benedictine 46, Baker 42. We'll be back shortly, but right now, we're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, take it away, my friend. Hey, welcome back to Baldwin City. Guys, teams out of the court warming up and joining us here. Chad Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens. Well, coach, some nights they're beautiful, some nights they're not, but W's, they're always a good thing to have, man.
Most definitely. You're right. It wasn't pretty at all tonight, but, you know, we'll take it. We'll take that W. And, you know, I always say defense will give you a chance. And I thought we were playing pretty solid defense throughout the entire game and just had a hard time putting the ball in the hole, but made a big shot there at the end and got it done, huh?
Talked about the defense through the course of the broadcast. I mean, they were fantastic. You had some pressure that you were using, and you were causing them a lot of trouble with that. And, you know, anytime you got teams scoring 9 and 10 points a quarter, the defense had to be pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and holding them to, 42 or something for the game. I mean, we'll take that, you know. We are one of the best defensive teams in the country. You know, it's been that way all year. But, yeah, our defense was solid tonight, and I don't feel like they got a whole lot of open shots throughout the whole game, and we did a good job at playing great team defense out there.
You know, Kennedy Nicholson picked a great time to hit her first shot, and she was not even looking for that shot. I don't think he wanted that shot, but somebody had to do it, and she stepped up.
Yeah, big time. You know, I mean, yeah, we hadn't, clock was running down on us, and ball was batting around, loose at half court, and ended up in her hands, and yeah, she had to take it, and I'm glad she did. She knocked it down. It was her, like you said, her only made shot of the game, but the biggest one, and the biggest one of her career thus far, too.
I'd say that's fair. Natalie, another double-double tonight. I mean, when no one else was having a lot of luck, she's still so solid.
Yeah, Natalie had a big night tonight. She really came to play on both ends of the floor, and yeah, we got to get that from her every night. You know, now that we're short with Allie Kramer out, and tonight we didn't have Allie Brzozowski as well, so two of our top scorers weren't even out there, and Natalie really came up huge for us on the boards and scoring.
You talk about the boards. Twyla, 10 rebounds today. I mean, you're very proud of her.
Yeah, she did. She stepped up and filled in for Allie Brzozowski tonight in the starting lineup, and her effort to rebound, you know, especially go to those offensive boards, she'll track them down and really get after it, and she got a lot of big offensive boards for us tonight. She also had a nice baseline drive and finish late in the fourth quarter that was big for us when I think they had just taken the lead.
And we'd like to give credit, of course, to the local kids. And Heather led your team 4 assists. And she had some really quality minutes out there and some free throws that were big.
Yep, definitely. You know, she's bringing that energy, you know, at both ends of the floor. And she's got a nice attack, you know, and she's got to the foul line a couple times with it as well. And playing aggressively out there. So it was nice to have as many players as we do right now to rotate. You know, we're rotating with 10 or so tonight and able to still keep them fresh and rotate them in and out.
like Jennifer Jacobs. She didn't exactly light up the scoring here tonight, but I tell you what, if you're out on the court, you're going to know she's out there.
Yeah, she plays physical, you know, and that's something we need a little bit in that four spot, you know, and, you know, Twyla's doing a good job down there, but I thought she brought it, you know, played good defense down there, and they tried to post her up, and she banged back, and we need some physicalness, and she did a good job tonight.
Being on the road is always tough. This is the second of three in a row, and now Saturday we go up to Des Moines, another hard place to play.
Definitely, you know, definitely a hard place to play, and a team that's playing well right now. You know, they've been firing on all cylinders, so we got to get ourselves ready for a different style of game, you know, a team that's going to press and shoot up a lot of three-point shots. So we'll have to get ourselves ready to go, so we're ready to go on Saturday.
Coach, congratulations. Great win for the team, and we look forward to seeing you up in Des Moines Saturday afternoon. Joseph, take it away, my friend.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health postgame show and Benedictine Raven basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.